In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a blessing and a pleasure to see all of you today. We also are very blessed to have His Eminence Metropolitan Nicholas with us. He has surprised us, and we are very, very happy that he is here with us today, along with Nick Leonis, his assistant. So we are very glad to have them both here today. So over the weekend, I had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with my older brother. And I've mentioned to you in other sermons that my father and my brother are both carpenters. My father was blessed with similar gifts that my dad has. They are both very handy and they're able to fix all sorts of different things. I unfortunately did not receive those gifts. Now, Presbyterian and I decided that after close to 7 years in our home, we thought that it was about time that we would do some very light renovations. So we had a couple of the rooms painted and they looked fantastic. Nicholas and I removed some carpeting, and then my brother came and I helped him install the flooring. Now, spending time with Steve, and this being the Sunday of the prodigal son, got me thinking a little bit about younger sons and their older brothers. I am a younger son, and I went away, leaving my brother to help care for the family business. Now, I didn't go away to live a prodigal life, but I did leave. So Steve and our sister were left to kind of help my parents and take care of things. Interestingly, like the prodigal, when I would come home, my parents, especially my mommy, would greet me with great joy, and there was always all of my favorite foods waiting for me. My dad would often joke with Steve. He would say, "Hey, come over today. Your brother's home. We're going to eat well." Other times, Martina would come home and seeing grape leaves being cooked, she would say, "Oh, I see your son, the priest, is coming home." Now, they, of course, were joking, I hope, but they certainly could have meant it as a sign of being a bit annoyed with the treatment that I would get. Think about it. They were the ones that were home. They were the ones that were helping. They were the ones doing all the work, and I came home, and I got this wonderful treatment. But being received by my parents and my siblings, being welcomed when I would come home, having our relationship be more important than the possible hurt feelings was all part of the formation for me as an adult and also as a priest. But here's the thing we have to remember. No matter how much love and forgiveness might be in my family, what we see in today's parable pales in comparison. And this is one of the important lessons from this parable. To come back because God's love is so unbelievably huge. And with His help, we can show this same love to others. So today, we are preparing ourselves to enter into Lent. It's important that we consider the love of the Father. Let us think about what this relationship means for us and how it impacts other relationships that we have as well. So this morning's reading comes to us from the Gospel of St. Luke, and the scene is set for us in this way. The Lord says, there's a parable about a man who has two sons. And the younger of them comes to his father and asks for his inheritance. Right off the bat, we notice something about this parable, don't we? We notice that it is quite unbelievable. Think about it. Your child comes to you and says, "I want what is going to be mine when you are dead. I want my inheritance." We can only imagine how hurt the father must have been. But what does he do? He actually does it. And consider this for a moment as well, that it would not have been an easy task for the father to do this. Remember, what was their wealth tied up in? Land and animals. He would have to go, he would have to sell those things, and then he would give this son what was his. And he does. And he allows his son to leave. A bit unbelievable, isn't it? Then the boy is gone, he enjoys his life, he lives it up, but then he ends up losing everything that he has. And he ends up, the scripture tells us, working for someone who is herding pigs. And he's standing there, he has nothing. And he's starving, and he looks and he sees what the pigs are eating. And he himself would eat that if he could. And then the scripture says this wonderful phrase. It says that he came to himself. He finally realized that he could go back to his father. So he has this conversation with himself. He says what he's going to tell his father, that he sinned, and he's going to ask his father to receive him, but not as his son. He's going to ask to be received as a servant. So he goes back. And upon returning, how was he received? Well, he was received like a son, not just any son, but like a son who was brought back from the dead, a son who was lost, as the scripture says, and now is found. The father would not even let the boy apologize. He runs, he hugs him, he gives him clothes, and he prepares a party for him. Again, unbelievable. And this is the point. The parable is a reminder for all of us that no matter how great we can love, God's ability to love is even greater. The Lord's love is truly unbelievable. And this same love he desires to offer to each and every one of you. He desires more than anything for all of us to return for him. He desires for us to stay close to him. And he is ready. He is ready to receive each of us. He is ready and waiting to embrace us as well, to embrace us no matter what we have done, to embrace us and to forgive us. But this parable also reminds us of one more thing. It reminds us of human weakness. The older brother chose not to welcome his little brother home. He was upset. He was the one that never left. He was the one that was always working, even working the day that his little brother came home. He never had a party offered for him, but this one, this younger brother, who took everything his father had, his wealth, and he wasted it, was welcomed back. The older brother was going to have none of that. And on the one hand, he was totally right. He did stay, he did work, and his younger brother did sin. But being right is not always the point. I recently read something that someone wrote, and I want to share it with you. They said, sometimes we have to choose between being right and being in relationship. Take a second and think about that. I think all of us can think about a time where, yes, we were right, but does that matter more than the relationship that we have? Is being right and being alienated from this person who I love really, truly worth it? This is the choice the older brother had to make. It's the choice the father had to make. And it's a choice that many of us have to make as well. So today, my friends and family in Christ, we are quickly approaching Great and Holy Lent. Today we are being asked to consider relationships. First, our relationship with God. We are asked to think about where we are with regards to that relationship. And we are being reminded as well of the unbelievable nature of God's love for all of us. We are being reminded of the need to reconcile as well. As we get ready for Lent, let us look inwards and ask, have I wandered a bit away from God? Is there a relationship that I may need to fix or even strengthen? If so, let us get ready to do this hard work during Great and Holy Lent. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.